You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And this morning we are welcoming into the studio. You are dressed so finely.
Oh, thank you.
For 1970.
I always wear a bow tie on the radio.
So that no one can see it and everyone can imagine it?
Yes, I just think it's smart for the radio. But I don't wear a bow tie normally, only for radio.
I think it comes across, you know. If I'm doing radio in my pajamas, I think people can tell.
Really?
You need to, like, smarten up. But anyway, yes, Paul Foote.
Oh, yes.
Really excited to have you in the studio.
Oh, thanks, Alice.
For people listening, he's a comedian who you've probably seen all over TV and the radio in the UK, Australia and the US. But tonight he's doing his first sort of debut solo show in New Zealand.
Very excited. I've only been here less than 24 hours.
How's it going so far?
It seems very nice. I've seen a big tower thing sticking up.
Yep.
And I've been put in a special room in a hotel with a special view of a roof and
lovely
and like a car park.
But that's hard to get around here.
Yes, but it's a sea view room, so there is like a tiny bit of sea, like theoretically visible in the distance.
Well, people told you New Zealand, beautiful scenic country, so I guess you're experiencing it.
Yeah, it's nice. it is a bit like England. It's all nice and green, and the grass is nice grass.
Excellent. Well, we're really excited to have you. Your show on tonight, the New Zealand part of the New Zealand International Comedy Festival, Paul Foote, 'Tis a Pity She's a Piglet.
Yes, that's right.
Could you tell us a little bit about the show?
Well, first of all, the title, 'Tis a Pity She's a Piglet, as with all
you
my...
You say it a lot nicer than Alyssa said it.
Well, like thanks, Hannah. That's really supportive.
Well, yes, I can say the title, 'Tis a Pity She's a Piglet. Again, and the title, as with all my shows, is independent of the content of the show. But it does give you a sense of the mood of the show. I called it 'Tis a Pity She's a Piglet because it was a silly name and it's a silly show. And also because I thought it is a pity someone is a piglet if you don't want them to be a piglet.
Mm.
It can be a bit disappointing. And in the show, I have all sorts of humour, including new humour that I've invented called literal surrealism, which is humour that is possible but highly unlikely. Like one of my pieces of humour is about what would happen if Spider-Man was a right bigot. It relates, of course, to the bigotry and intolerance, warfare, injustice and violence of the world.
Yeah.
But discussing the subject through the surreal and silly method of thinking about what would happen if Spider-Man was a bigot.
I'm trying to think about Spider-Man's backstory and if he came from the kind of environment where he would be like subject to those right-wing beliefs.
Well, that's what I thought, because you don't really, when you see the Spider-Man show, he's always so kind to everyone.
Yeah.
And I thought, what would happen if he was not kind to everyone, only people he liked based upon arbitrary prejudices.
So where did you come up with this idea to begin with?
Well, normally I always write my show, Hannah. I do it like, especially in January, is one of my big writing months. Mm-hmm. When it's a quiet for me performing and it's cold in Britain, so I always go to nice warm places. So like this year I went to Malaysia to do writing trip.
Wow.
And last year I went to Hawaii for writing trip in January, and that's where I thought about the Spider-Man humour. So I most of these things are normally written in warm places after several gin and tonics.
I feel like the warmth would really like kind of, does it put you on edge?
I like being in warm places because I come from Britain, it's cold. The warmth doesn't put me on edge. What puts me on edge is like thinking, oh my goodness, I've got another 500 yards to walk in the snow and I think my circulation is going to cut out. And I wish I'd brought my gloves. Oh no, and also I need the loo. But that loo is all iced up. I can't get in it. That puts me on edge. I like being in warm countries.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's nice. So that's the sort of humour that's in the show. There's also humour about a farmer out of his depth with the heifers. Completely out of his depth. he inherits the problems of a farmer, and before we know it, he's out of his depth. That's another piece.
There's not related to the title, because I wanted to say in the description it said that you're joining forces with your Camembert piglet.
Oh, yes. Well, that's, of course, absolute nonsense.
So there's not going to be an actual piglet
called Camembert?
No, there is a monkey in the show. There's a monkey, and I don't want to give it away.
No, don't.
But the monkey gets violence against it. It's a stuffed monkey. like a toy monkey, and it has severe violence against it as I explore the issues of violence in the world.
Wow, so you're mixing humour with some really serious issues.
Yes, mixed with puppetry.
So why do you like to combine these three kind of forms?
Well, I like to do silly things. So... I always just that piece of humour, it's all about a little boy who's got a stuffed giraffe. He's got a stuffed toy giraffe. I thought, isn't that lovely and sweet that he's got his lovely giraffe and his giraffe is his friend? But then I thought, well, that's beautiful, isn't it, when like a little child has like a little friend for a little stuffed toy, but then it's not really real, is it?
Mm.
Then you have to explain to the child, it's not real, it's just a stuffed toy. And then I thought about the most brutal way of explaining to the child that lesson, for that child to learn that lesson. And then I thought, how can I show that to the audience in the most brutal way? So then I decided to get a stuffed monkey and subject it to horrific violence on stage with the audience watching. It's one of my favourite bits of the show, actually, because it's just like a little monkey toy thing. It's obviously not real. Everyone knows it's not real, but I like give it a personality and I like make it have a voice. So, hello, I'm a little monkey, and I put on the monkey voice. And then even though it's obviously not real, everyone knows it's not real, it's quite powerful. And then... initially, I don't want to give it away, but initially the monkey's like my friend, and then I turn against the monkey in the most brutal of manners, and it's quite like the audience is quite shocked by it, even though they're all like grown-up people,
yeah.
And they know. But the whole thing for me is based on when I was about 10 years old, I had all these different... Before I was 10, I used to have all these little friends in bed, like a little... doggy and all these different animals that I had in bed. I had like about 20 of them, and I used to love it. And before going to bed, I used to say goodbye, good night to all of them, and it would take ages. And then when I was about 10, my mother just got them all and she threw them into the dustbin lorry.
Really?
And said they're not real and chucked them away.
Oh my god.
That shaped me.
I feel like I've been on a whole emotional journey with that story. But thank you so much for coming in, Paul Foot. Really a pleasure to have you in here. Everyone, if you want to go see his show, which I do recommend you do, it's called Tis a Pity She's a Piglet. Was that better, Hannah? Did I get better? Thank you.
Lovely.
It's on tonight, 7 p.m. at Q Theatre. Tickets are $30 or concession $28, and you can get tickets from comedyfestival.co.nz.
And enjoy being in New Zealand and doing your show tonight.
Oh, thanks, Hannah. And thanks, Alison. Congratulations on your final show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. It's been great having you on. And hopefully you will come back to New Zealand and do some more shows.
I hope so. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.